Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boom, here we go. It's 9 past 12. Lindsey Brown is here, and Lindsey's very nervous.
I am not.
Okay, David, did she seem very nervous right there? Would she let out the big breath? Go on.
I was also, like, you know, right behind her watching every move to criticize what... No, to make sure she's got it under control.
Yeah.
She's doing a fine job.
You're going to be fine.
Okay. I'm just activated to be ready. That's what I would say that I am. I'm not nervous. I'm just activated to be ready.
I kind of like that phrase.
Okay.
Activated to be ready. David, right now, are you activated to be ready?
I'm activated to go home. See you guys.
Yeah. To be ready. Do you want Josephson out of here? You're confident.
I'm fine now. Yeah. I'm fine now until the next top of the hour, and then it's going to be another confidence test for myself.
Yeah, let's just hit. What if we just periodically hit breaking news, you know?
I did not put that in there, I promise.
I promise. You sound like Harrogate. You sound like Harrogate already. Finger pointing. Lindsey ran over Dave Harrigan with her car today. Dave's in the hospital. We don't know if he's going to make it. So Lindsey's now the new full-time producer.
Thoughts and prayers.
Is that it? Or no, he's burning days.
He's burning days.
That's what he's doing. He's burning days. He's probably running from his family. Hey, Chad Hartman here. Okay, we did this last week, but for the folks who are not familiar, give us 90 seconds of the Lindsey Brown story.
Oh, my goodness. Do I have to be different than it was last week?
No,
do we need to uncover as we get to know each other more?
No. Not for me as much as the audience.
Fair enough.
Because, you know, the audience is in and out. And
fair enough.
Even if they heard last week, they might have forgot.
Well, good news. I am one of you. My name is Lindsey Brown. I was born and raised here in Minnesota. I graduated from Irondale High School. I played hockey growing up. A lot of other sports, but hockey is what I pursued in college. I went to the Ohio State University for 1 year and then 4 years at St. Anselm College out in Manchester, New Hampshire. I started at Hubbard. Brad hired me first in the radio business. I owe him everything. And now I owe a little bit to you, Chad Hartman. Then I got a little bored. Maybe not bored. I was just ready for more opportunities, and I decided to pursue those down in Las Vegas and took a flyer on a Golden Knights team that made the Stanley Cup final in their first season. And I was like, there's something going on here. I think in the next handful of years, maybe there could be some capitalization. So I moved down there. The Raiders happened to do the same thing, and now I'm back, and I'm here.
Will you point that out to Bill Guerin when he joins us at 2:35? Will you taunt him about the...
I'm just going to go, yes, sir, no, sir. The moves have been great, sir.
Yeah, that's probably...
Let's get Jesper Wallstedt up here ASAP, right?
Ooh, I don't know.
ASAP. I'm not saying that there's a problem. I just want him to get experience.
The goaltending has been excellent.
They have been. They much better start than last year.
Yeah, not Fleury on that first goal last time. But, yeah, Billy Guerin, we're packed today. Partially because Bill Guerin was unavailable yesterday, but available today. So regulars plus Guerin, so that means major. 12:35. Nothing's happened in politics this week, right? Just all quiet. Shaletta, off Twitter, I punched in Feisty Friday, then I went with because I'm on the Twitter. I'm not leaving the Twitter. And if I leave Twitter, which I'm not going to announce it. Oh, I'm leaving. Stop telling me you're leaving. If you want to leave, go. I'm not leaving the country. I'm not leaving X. So you're stuck with me. At least for the next... 2 hours and 48 minutes. So, a Shaletta. Then, it's a Friday staple. Am I wrong? With Lindsey Brown. You want to follow her on the Twitter machine? Lindsey with an E, Brown, 35. Am I wrong with Lindsey Brown at 1:35? Matt Collar is going to be with us, 2:07, Mr. Purple Insider. We're going to do one segment with Collar. It's a sports-a-palooza in the 2 o'clock hour. It's all sports. Because then I got to talk about the Wolves and just embarrassing play, including the Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert love fest multiple times last night. And what is going on? And is it time to hit the panic button or to remind people that the 03-04 team was 9-8 starting the season? And again, as I said, Garen is here. We'd love to have you follow the show multiple ways. How about the podcast? Really, really thankful for anybody who takes time to listen to us. Get it. It's a busy schedule. It's a busy time. You might be working. You might be with kids. This might be the lunch hour. So great way to consume this show. It's Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, you can do it that way. Instagram, I occasionally post some photos. I probably will this weekend multiple times. Chad Hartman Show. Lindsay, are you on the gram?
Oh, I'm on the gram.
Are you, again, Lindsay Brown?
Yes, but there's a little branding involved. So it's L-A-N-D-Z Brown 35.
Oh,
yeah,
we
got a little while.
I got
Linz
it.
With a Z.
Linz with a Z.
Yes.
I like that.
And then the
Twitter machine. I'm there, at Chad Hartman Show. So I saw this on Twitter earlier today. I did not watch a lot of WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, well before your time, reruns, every show is available. YouTube, every show is available. Are you even familiar with WKRP in Cincinnati, Lindsay?
I am not.
Okay. It's, I know this will shock you based on the title, but it's about a radio station in Cincinnati. Shocking, right?
We love self-promotion.
Yes, exactly. Their signature episode debuted 46 years ago today, and they had their intrepid, quirky, goofy, funny, nerdy newsman, Les Nessman, covering the story tied to Thanksgiving. They were dropping turkeys. I believe, was it from a helicopter plane? I forget now. But as Les is watching this, he quickly realizes turkeys don't fly. And it turned out to be a very funny scene. Again, I've never watched the episode, but I've seen the clip over and over and over again. So I thought, we finished the end of yesterday's show talking a little TV with, what's his face? Follows the show?
DeRussia?
DeRussia, yeah. Jason DeRussia. And gave Jason basically a list of shows that the two of us like that he should watch.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that was the list, right? So here's what I want, because I'm a huge fan of TV. Not a show, like not a full show. Full season, not, you know, the entire run. But I want you to tell me a single episode from a television show that is still memorable to you today, was so well done. It was brilliant. It was the writing. It was the acting. It was the culmination of the show. It was something you completely unexpected. It could be a show that is on right now. It can be a show that's on 5 years ago. It could be a show that was on 60 years ago. So not your favorite, like, television show, but an episode from said show. Let's do this. I have a list. I bet Lindsay, just hearing this, can come up with an episode or two, but I want you involved. This is better when you're involved through the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. If you want to call, you want to add some context, you want to elaborate, you want to elucidate, you want to provide all sorts of analysis why this particular episode was so funny, so haunting, so frightening, so satisfying, maybe even so terrible that it stays with you. You can call 651-461-9226. I think a lot of people are just going to punch in and text us. You can do that same number. Text away. Final episode of this, whatever it might be. Again, same number for a text, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text lines, 651-461-9226 on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we'll get to Jonathan and Adam and a number of texters on the most memorable television episode, maybe of your life, one that stands out. Lindsay's here. Lindsay also getting her first opportunity for the bumper music theme.
Mm.
Little Rod Stewart. Think we got that song. What is our bumper music theme today, Lindsay Brown?
Music the olds will love.
Music the olds. Well, love. How old do you have to be, according to Lindsay Brown, to say you're one of the olds?
Older than me, music that probably came out either in the 2000s or earlier.
2000s?
I know, we're really reaching back. I know some people are like, oh,
whoa,
my gosh.
Whoa, I'm really old then, if that defines the old.
Yeah, woo! I was going through my Spotify playlist, and I was like, what would the audience really love? What can I connect with them on? And so I found these
two
tracks.
Oldest kids count as the olds, according to this criteria.
I'm an old, too, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
okay.
Here to connect.
We're the olds. We're all the olds. Let's go. Major Garrett, in about 10 minutes. Let's go. Jonathan has called in for a memorable television episode. What do you have, Jonathan?
So do you want a comedy or do you want a tearjerker?
Both. Let's go, Jonathan. Give me two.
Okay. The first one, the funny one, the Bob Newhart show, the second series.
Yes.
When he running a Vermont inn, and the show ends with him waking up with his wife from his first Bob Newhart, which is a
for
very
sure.
successful TV program.
It's great.
Him saying
Suzanne Plachette is right
he was
there.
In a dream.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. They hit it from everybody, too. Very few people knew. Another show I really didn't watch, but another clip that I've watched many, many times.
Yeah, excellent. And the other one is a West Wing episode, a Thanksgiving theme, when the fictional character President Bartlett had his personal aide hunting for a new knife to carve the turkey, and none was right. And finally, the aide, Charlie Young, asks, "It's why you already have a knife?" And again, this fictional character family came from New Hampshire, and he gave him a knife that had PR, that allegedly stood for Paul Revere, and said, "My grandfather gave this to my father. My great grandfather gave this to my grandfather. My grandfather gave it to my father, and I'm giving this to you."
Mm.
Is that Charlie was a single person, mother passed away, never knew his dad, and it was a tear joke, a tear moment. If you watch The West Wing. And just really well done.
Thank you, Jonathan. I've watched a number of episodes of The West Wing. I haven't watched it all the way through. They've kind of had a bit of a resurgence because they're a bunch of lefties and they were out there on the political landscape trying to help the VP. All right, let's go next to Adam. Adam is called in. Adam has a scene and an episode. Okay, Adam, we're giving you latitude. Scene first. What do you have?
The scene is from True Detective, the 6-minute no cut scene.
Oh yeah,
when they were running through that just sticks out. 6 minutes no cut.
Yes, that's amazing.
You see, so Twin Peaks. Little background behind that. There's a lot of Minnesota ties to it.
Yep.
Number one,
right?
My uncle Chris Mulkey, good friends of Bill Russell, was in the show, played Piggy Lipton's husband. Two, the interior barb, where like all the Mills people, was based off of Norway Ridge. Up in Cross Lake.
Mm.
So there's a little bit there.
Yeah.
But when they revealed who Bob was, I was 11 years old. The only reason why my parents let me watch it is because Chris was in it, and I should not have been able to watch that because that kept me up for months.
Oh,
it was one of the creepiest when you look back on it, when it was on TV, especially for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Twin Peaks, the revealing who Bob is, that's haunts me to this day.
Fantastic. Thank you for the phone call. Let's get to a lot of the text here, too. I wanted to slow this down. I'm going to give some of mine. Give some from Lindsay, too. ER, when Carter reads the letter with Dr. Green's death, heave cry. Okay, I loved ER.
Same.
To me, the definitive ER, though, is Love's Labor's Lost, when a couple comes in, just going to have, you know, you're going to come in, we're going to make sure what's going on, have a baby, mm-hmm. and things turn horribly wrong. And it's so extraordinarily well done. To me, that's the definitive ER. When James Evans died on Good Times. Yes. That was I love Good Times. That was a great one. This is one that gets a lot of traction. The Chuckles the Clown episode from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yes. The episode of MASH when Hawkeye had a breakdown when the Korean woman suffocated her baby to save everyone on the bus from the attack. Yes. Really, really distinctive one. Let's see. What do we got here? So many from the Americans. Okay, I love that show. That's in my top.
You like an espionage tale or two?
Well, if it's well done.
Sure.
Yeah. And many of them are not, but the Americans is just one of the most brilliant slow burns of all time. Mm. But the top two are the series finale, and then in season three when Paige finds out. Okay. So the Americans, I think the Americans' final may be my favorite final ever.
Wow.
And when the parking lot scene takes place, and by the way, this came out 8 years ago, 7 years ago. We're going to talk about some other shows that came out years and years ago. So, spoiler alert. We're not talking about shows that came out last night. But when Stan finally confronts Philip with everything going on, that is absolutely a brilliant, brilliant episode. The Ass Man episode with Kramer Seinfeld. Yes. Final episode of The Sopranos. Yes. Let's see. Okay. Challenge City, you're my Caucasian, I'm your Caucasian. Yes, the Crazy Eye Killer Larry David episode. That is such a great one. That's such a great scene. Now, if I had to say, for my favorite show ever, if I only could watch one Curb, it's the Palestinian Chicken episode. The Palestinian Chicken episode is television at its zenith. It is absolutely amazing. Sammy Davis Jr. guesting on All in the Family. The series finale of Better Call Saul. Okay, let me go to Better Call Saul. Do you watch Better Call Saul?
I have not. I never finished Breaking Bad. I've attempted two times.
Okay, I'm about
I don't
to,
think I ever will.
I'm going to spoil a huge part of Better
That's
Call
all right.
Saul.
That's all right. I'll forget
for
it anyway.
When Howard is killed and how that episode is set up. And how it happens, and how they have been toying with Howard's life, and how this unexpected event takes place for the man who they're trying to avoid getting killed from. That is way up there.
Poor Howard.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, Ozymandias. One of the two or three greatest episodes of all time. Again, I'm going to spoil it for you here.
That's all right. I'll forget it.
When Hank gets killed and Walt sees it and Walt thinks he can talk his way out of it, it's pretty amazing. I'm going to say the opening episode of The Wire. I love The Wire. There are certain shows that grab you. The first episode, The Wire probably grabbed me almost as much as any show ever in its opening episode. And obviously, each season was very different. Do you have something that comes to mind for you?
I have a pilot that really impressed me. It came out in 2019, the show Euphoria. Now, that's not a show you watch with the kiddos or really anybody mm-hmm. that you would get shy around, if you catch my drift.
Yep.
But what was attempted cinematographically and the music score and the usage of lights and then the acting from Zendaya, and there's so many talented people in that show, period. I
love the show.
It's one of the greatest pilots of all time. The spinning room after she takes the pills is fantastic. I'm obsessed with it to this day.
They're supposedly going to start next year.
Yes.
Filming.
A lot of rumors.
Season
though.
3. Mm-hmm. And they have to advance.
They have to do a time jump.
Yeah, they got to jump mm-hmm. 5-6 years
They're
ahead.
Damn near 30.
Yeah.
Those actors and actresses.
That's correct. That's very good. All right, we might get back to a few of these later. Somebody said the ending, Usual Suspects. That's a great ending, but it's a movie. We're talking TV episodes here. Major Garrett, minutes away on Newstalk A3O WCCO. Major here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Can I ask you a scheduling question right from the get-go? Because
right ahead, please.
It will affect my question near the end. I am not on next Friday. I've offered to work, and my boss has said, nope, just take it off, right? Mm-hmm. So I would love to chat with you Wednesday. I don't know if you're available. And the reason why I ask, if you're not available Wednesday, then we'll need to talk Thanksgiving today. If you're available next Wednesday, in fact, we could do the whole conversation next week on Thanksgiving and not talk any politics. Do you have any idea what your schedule looks like next Wednesday?
You're not in it.
Wow. I mean, that was fast. I mean, I have feelings. I mean, that was a great, quick line. A line I've heard from a lot of women over the years, too, by the way. You're not in it. Oh, my God. Lindsay, can you pick me up off the ground over here? Woo!
I'm sure you have other friends, right?
Woo! Okay. Lindsay, can you get Chuck Todd on the line for us right here? No, that's a very good line. Very good line. Okay, so we'll get to Thanksgiving. At the end.
Yes.
Very good. Matt Gaetz is out. Why?
Come on. Oh, please. Anyone can see this. Matt Gaetz had an acute political problem. What was it? Dependency of the public release of the Ethics Committee report into his activities as a congressman, which might not have been prosecutable from the Department of Justice's point of view or federal or Florida authorities' point of view, but would be injurious to any future political aspirations he might have. Checking notes, governor of Florida. So he's on the plane with President-elect Trump. They discuss this acute political problem. Trump decides to nominate him attorney general. He resigns immediately from Congress. The Ethics Committee is tied into partisan knots over whether to release this. The AG nomination goes exactly where anyone would have seen it was going, right into the toilet. No Republican senators, well, at least 10, were not going to vote for him under any circumstances. But he lasts just long enough to make it clear that a deadlocked ethics committee was never going to release this ethics report. Then he withdraws, the report remains buried, and Matt Gaetz's political aspirations for the future remain intact.
Okay, so do you believe Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump laid out that plan? Trump knew this was going to fail, but he was doing this favor for Gaetz that you just laid out.
Knew it was going to fail? 100% new? No. 95% new? Yeah.
He's not coming back to Congress because the ethics report would loom again, and it would be telling and concerning and troubling. How visible do you think he's going to be the next year or two?
Modestly.
Yep.
Modestly. He will monetize his mini martyrdom in this process, as everyone in the Trump orbit tends to do. But he'll be visible, but he's going to lay the foundation for a political future, one that will, because so much else will be memory-holed 6 months from now. No one or very few people will remember this. And the allegations will not have the permanency of an official ethics committee report like they do for George Santos. So Matt Gaetz maintains his political viability.
Now we move to Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, the president-elect selected yesterday. She's an absolute loyalist. She went along with the lie about the election in 2020. She represented him in impeachment one. She has been very loyal to him. I made this point yesterday when the Gaetz situation was unraveling, when Donald Trump said, when Jeff Sessions was recusing himself from the Mueller investigation, when Donald Trump said, "Where is my Roy Cohn?" You know, his friend, his ally. So is Pam Bondi going to be Donald Trump's Roy Cohn?
Probably not, because there are very few people who have the tenacity and the sort of amoral flexibility of Roy Cohn to represent someone like Trump. And for people who are curious about this, I highly recommend the movie The Apprentice, which really explores this particular part of Donald Trump's life, his early relationship with Roy Cohn. I had the director on The Takeout a couple of weeks ago. It's not a great film. It's not the greatest film ever. It's not even a great Trump film, but it is a fascinating study of this particular relationship, how it evolved, how it began, how it ended. And that says a lot about who Donald Trump was and probably still is. But Pam Bondi is definitely a loyalist. She was on the short list to be considered when Trump selected Bill Barr to be his attorney general after he soured on Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. Of course, he soured on Bill Barr. He very well may sour on Pam Bondi. I can tell you this. Trump knows he needs to have more women appointed to cabinet positions. He knows that Tulsi Gabbard is very much in jeopardy to be confirmed to lead the director of, or to become the director of national intelligence. So he wants a woman if Tulsi Gabbard's nomination isn't confirmed. And Pam Bondi is definitely within the loyalist ranks. And I will tell you, Senate Republicans are more than happy to seriously consider and probably approve her nomination, because they were fearful they were going to get stuck with somebody like Ken Paxton, the attorney general of the state of Texas, who brings his own personal and ethical baggage and would have had he been nominated. So I think Pam Bondi's path is pretty well clear.
One other note on The Apprentice, too. One of the greatest actors on the planet right now, Jeremy Strong, is who plays Roy Cohn. And I have not had a chance to see it, but from friends who have watched
it. I recommend it. I really do.
Okay, I will. Okay, let's go through the list then. Hegseth, RFK Jr., Linda McMahon, Tulsi Gabbard. If you had to say another one is going to fall, did you just tip it off? Is it Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah, Tulsi. It's, of those four, it would be Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. And then followed by Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth has one more disclosure. If there's anything else, if there's one more skeleton in the closet or one more shoe to drop, and I'm not saying there is, then he would be in real jeopardy. He sort of muscled his way through this episode, which has a lot of different conflicting characteristics to it, the Monterey police investigation into what was reported to be a potential sexual assault in 2017. Lots of Senate Republicans I've talked to are not really sold on his management capabilities, which are basically non-existent. But they're sort of like, well, if everyone runs circles around him at the Pentagon, then that gives us more control here on the Hill. So maybe it's not such a bad thing. I know that sounds cynical, but that's a big part of politics. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think, will be one of the most watchable and watched confirmation hearings of all. And I think there's going to be fascinating and cross-partisan alliances and questioning of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But my only read on that is he'll probably get confirmed. And then Linda McMahon, because they want to get rid of the Department of Education.
What a job to get, by the way.
I mean, yeah.
you're coming in to get rid of something. Okay, so let's go to Gabbard quick, because I want to get to multiple things here. Gabbard, obviously, one time was a Democrat. She's obviously offered up some just inflammatory comments about Assad and Putin. She also offered up some inflammatory comments towards Trump not that long ago. So will her bigger concern be Democrats or Republicans?
It's going to be both. And she has a kind of low-level MAGA following, but it's nowhere near Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Elon Musk. She's kind of a MAGA groupie, and the MAGA world likes her because she's, like you said, a former Democrat. Yeah. they hear
she
that
saw the light, supposedly,
wars,
you know, right?
You know, that she's against wars and she's more of an isolationist libertarian type. But that she's been all over the map, all over the map. And I think not only because she's been all over the map, remember, she ran against she ran for the Democratic nomination and ran to the left of Kamala Harris.
Yes.
By the way.
4 years ago.
So I think she has lots of problems, both politics and policy. She's by far the most vulnerable of those whose names, once they were disclosed, raised eyebrows.
Yesterday, Russia launched a new nuclear-capable intermediate-range ballistic missile, missile at Ukraine on Thursday. Where are we headed?
So, I don't know. No one knows. But the people I've talked to and the experts I've talked to believe we're heading this way, which is both sides, and this is a very dangerous game, both sides are increasing the lethality and the escalatory nature of the weapons involved. Biden administration has allowed ATACMS to be shot into Russia and anti-personnel mines. So Russia has this new missile with long range and nuclear capable warheads, if it so decides. Both sides are posturing and positioning for what they expect will be a very strong push by President Trump once he's in office to settle this once and for all. So both sides are trying to elevate each other's relative power against one another if, in fact, they are nudged or strongly forced by the U.S. to negotiate peace or a settlement. What does that settlement look like? What's the bottom line? The Ukrainians are trying to figure that out, as are the Russians. What will Trump accept? I think Trump will accept basically anything that ends this and lets him say, I am a peacemaker, even if it makes Ukraine a virtual vassal state on the border of Russia, disempowered and fearful forever, which is the worst of all possible outcomes, short of total domination, territorial and otherwise.
I now become the czar of your Thanksgiving meal, and I force you to remove a traditional Thanksgiving food. Why am I correct when I say turkey is removed? Because it's dull, dry, and nondescript, and ham and roast and steak is a better option every single time.
And I would throw in lamb. Lamb shank.
Yeah, lamb. Oh, yes, absolutely. Lamb.
Much better.
Pork chops. Yeah, I mean, I mean, turkey, not that good. Are you with me? Speak, brother. Come on.
Yes. Yes, I am. I mean, it's traditional, but it's not all that great. It really isn't.
No.
The best part of Thanksgiving is everything else around the turkey.
Correct.
Which may or may not include relatives.
Yeah, like an ideal Major Garrett Thanksgiving. Do you have a lot of cousins there, a lot of uncles there, or do you have just the inner family? Do you have Pam Bondi? Do you have Matt Gaetz? Who's at the ideal Major Garrett dinner or lunch, whenever you eat?
So I have a very small extended family. My parents are both deceased. All of their relatives, meaning brothers and sisters, they're all deceased. Not a lot of other children in the larger Garrett family. So my Thanksgivings are very small. And this particular one won't even be on Thanksgiving. I'll be flying back to Washington, D.C. from Southern California on Thanksgiving Day. Because I have to return to Washington because I'm doing Face the Nation for Margaret Brennan the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Nice. Excellent.
So it'll just be my wife and my mother-in-law for Thanksgiving. And that's and I'll spend Friday with my children, who are all coming back to D.C. from New York. So I'll see them. But typically my Thanksgivings are very small because my extended family is very small.
And you've told me off air you don't care for your mother-in-law at all. Is that okay if I mention that on air? Is that fine? I mean, she just talks. Oh, wait. Lindsay, apparently I wasn't supposed to say that.
It was an inner thought, Chad.
God, I'm sorry.
Pauline knows where I stand. Pauline knows where I stand. Four square for her in every regard.
I have Pauline's number right here. I'll be calling her during the 1 o'clock hour. All right, sir. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and we
you
won't
too.
Talk. I'll call you repeatedly on Wednesday just to have you not answer the phone.
You go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. The fantastic Major Garrett here on CCO. It is 12:56. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection. Get your free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Still, plenty of good stuff coming your way. Ari's going to have a news update after CBS News. Then Shaletta, the Twitterless, X-less Shaletta, she's off. We have plenty of topics for Shaletta. Do we know yet, Lindsay, is the Queen arriving in the house or is she on the phone?
I believe she will be joining us via the phone line.
Quitter. Let's go. She should be here. So, Shaletta, then you, are you prepared for Am I Wrong? Do you have
yes.
an arsenal of Am I Wrong?
I have four. I've been told that three is usually the number we get to, but just in case, I have one.
Well,
in
with
the,
you
in the
here,
pot.
I'll probably get to it on time. With Dave, it's just not that good.
Right.
You know, so
we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Lindsay with Am I Wrong at that point. Then it's Sportsapalooza, the last hour. Matt Collar, as always, from Purple Insider, 2 o'clock. We're going to do one segment with Collar, as I got to jump in on the Wolves. We'll do that at about 2:22 or so. And then Billy Guerin, normally every other Thursday, he had USA hockey responsibilities yesterday. So Billy Guerin is at 2:35, as always. You can chime in, and the feedback on our opening topic related to the most memorable or greatest television episode of your life was outstanding. Don't forget the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. They're available anytime you want. 651-461-9226. I'm off to have a little hot chocolate.